This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis's new Jewish theater plans to broaden its mission under a new artistic director. Edward Caulfield will head the theater company after the retirement of founder Kathleen Sitzer. Caulfield has been Sitzer's assistant for the past 16 years. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Caulfield about his plans for New Jewish, and he says it's daunting to follow in the footsteps of the woman who created and shaped the organization.
They're incredibly big shoes to fill. I think it has been tremendously helpful that I've spent a lot of time with her and really understand what her vision for the theater was. But I think, we've been around 22 years, and I think it's now time for the next growth spurt. And I think we'll look at some slightly different programming, maybe multi-generational programming.
So when you say multi-generational programming, what do you mean by that?
So because the JCC is really, among other things, it's about families and multi-generations sharing that experience. And we've never sort of programmed that specifically. So for example, there's a wonderful children's book called Harry and the Hanukkah Goblin, which has actually been adapted for the stage. And I thought, well, there's a great tradition we could start into every December. And so you have grandparents bringing their grandchildren, or parents bringing their children, or bringing their parents and their children. And I'd love to do that.
Is there anything else you're kind of looking at
differently? And Kathleen and I had started this conversation, and then I'm really sort of marching with it, which is there is the Jewish tradition of Tikkun Olam, which means the repair of the world. And I think probably one of our five shows every year will be a Tikkun Olam show. For example, there's a new adaptation of Enemy of the People by Ibsen. It's called Enemy of the People, Flint, Michigan, and it addresses the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. And that's it appeals to me because, first of all, it's a very good adaptation, and secondly, that's going to allow for a different discussion.
And how would that apply to the theme that you just mentioned, the Tikkun Olam?
Well, the issue is that needs to be discussed because Flint, Michigan still hasn't dealt with their water crisis. Then they're 3 years in, and that can happen anywhere. So I think it's I could do the Normal Heart as part of the Tikkun Olam series programming. So that really opens things up.
A woman needs a handyman to take care of her home. A woman needs.
So, Intimate Apparel.
Yes.
Which played this past February, just won 3 Theater Circle Awards.
Yes, we're very excited about that.
How does that production sort of highlight the mission of New Jewish?
Well, there's a perfect example of a play that is not specifically Jewish, although it does have a sort of substantial Jewish character in it, who is the sort of quasi-romantic interest of the leading lady. And because he is an Orthodox Jewish man at a certain time in history and she is an African-American woman, that it's going to be unrequited love, right? And that felt like a great story for us to tell. And people loved it. It was a wonderful production.
Does the success of that play possibly inform future productions or even collaborations?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
how so?
Because I think we have to look sort of beyond our four walls and see are there companies we should be collaborating with, are there theater arts in town we should be collaborating with, and what that might be. Is there a scenario where there's a mini festival, maybe it's the New Jewish and 2 other theaters in town, and we pick some sort of theme that's somewhat universal, and maybe we tell it from the Jewish perspective and other companies tell it from a different perspective. I think it's going to be an exciting time.